one of my personal heroes, and hopefully if the church gets their act together, a saint soon, is Cardinal Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thuan. And I'm sorry if my Vietnamese isn't very good. But he is an exemplary man, and if you haven't heard of him or read his life story, it's well worth doing. But Cardinal Van Thuan was a bishop in Vietnam in the 1970s, and the Pope named him to be Bishop of Saigon, or was Ho Chi Minh City now. And he never got to be the Archbishop of Ho Chi Minh City because the communists took over. They didn't much care for him or his message or approve of him being the bishop, so they arrested him. He spent 13 years in prison, 9 years of which he spent in solitary confinement. This man, though, in the midst of the circumstances which you would think would break any human soul, remained faithful. He was known for being kind to his captors to the point where some of them converted to Christianity themselves. One of them asked him, "Why are you kind to us? Why do you still love us and forgive us who are so cruel to you?" And he responded simply, "Because Christ said so. If I'm not doing that, I have no right to call myself a Christian." Eventually, he was released. And you can imagine somebody who'd been through so much simply going into retirement and living out the rest of their days. No, he was exiled from his country, moved to Rome, and took up a job in the Vatican, leading one of the congregations there. And he worked there until his death in the early 2000s. This man lived through circumstances which would have broken any human person. Circumstances which I can't even imagine, isolation for 9 years. And yet he remained strong. He would celebrate Mass in his hand with 3 drops of wine and a single drop of water when he could get it. He made, if I'm not mistaken, his pectoral cross, the cross that bishops wear, he made one out of barbed wire for himself while he was imprisoned and continued to wear it after he was released. This is a man who knows suffering, but more than that, he knew the love of God. He continued to pray to be true to who he was, to be true to the Lord in the midst of the hard times of this world. And what an example for us. Are we ready for the hard times that are to come because we are so rooted in the Lord? That doesn't just happen overnight that he had this great faith experience. He was a man of prayer long before, preparing his heart, becoming a Christian, following the Lord, and it prepared him for what was to come. In our first reading today, the book of the prophet Jeremiah, we hear, "Cursed is the one who trusts in human beings, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a barren bush in the desert that enjoys no change of season, but stands in a lava waste, a salt and empty earth." If not trusting in the Lord, when hard times come, and they will come, on what can we rely? His world had been shaken, turned upside down, a new government, new regime. He's imprisoned, no freedom. If Cardinal Van Thuan had been trusting only in humanity, he would have crumbled. He was alone. But as Jeremiah goes on, those who trust in the Lord are like a plant planted by a stream. They're still nourished. Its leaves stay green. And in the year of drought, it shows no distress. Because he remained rooted in the Lord, not only did he survive his imprisonment, he bore fruit. He converted his captors. He was able to withstand whatever came because he knew the love of God for him and it gave him strength. He was rooted in Christ before and he remained rooted in Christ in those difficult times. What about us, brothers and sisters? We've been through some difficult times recently. Pandemics and vaccines and all of that. Derechos and what have you. How did we weather it? Did we stay green and bear fruit? Were we rooted in the Lord? Or did some of us lose it a little bit because we were relying on human things? things that fade away. Those difficult times come for all of us. And hopefully we're done with them for a little while. Please, God, let us be done with them for a little while. But they will come again. Are we preparing now, rooted in the Lord, in prayer, in times that aren't turbulent, so that when the difficult times come, we are prepared? We are nourished by God. We know where our strength comes from. Our words from Jesus in the gospel today can seem kind of harsh. As he said, "Blessed are you who are poor." I don't want to be poor. That doesn't sound like fun. Why is that? Why are they blessed? But they're blessed because they know they need to turn elsewhere for help. They aren't self-reliant. They aren't complacent. They trust in the Lord. But when we find ourselves rich in the ways of the world, we forget about God. We don't need Him anymore. Or so we think. Until that difficulty comes again, and then we don't know where to turn because we've turned away from our trust in the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we ought to be preparing now for eternal life, preparing now for whatever difficulties may come in this world, receiving grace and strength from our God, remaining rooted in His love, which is everlasting. That's what heaven is, eternal life with God in perfect union and love forever. That's what will sustain us throughout all eternity, not just here on this earth. And we experience it today as we come to Mass. We experience it when we turn to Him in prayer. We experience it when we look upon the cross and see the love of Christ poured out for us in His blood. He died so that we might live. That is the love that sustains us, that gives us strength, that keeps us going when things are difficult. But let's not wait for difficulties to come to seek it. Let us experience it now. Let us turn to the love of God and remain rooted in it so that no matter what happens in this life, no matter what comes next, we're looking forward to eternal life. Strengthened by the love of God, which will bear us not just through this world, but through eternity. May we plant ourselves firmly in Christ, so that when difficult times, we too may bear fruit, as Cardinal Van Tuan did. And when asked why we're doing what we're doing, we know, because this is what it means to be a Christian.